Stephen Kelman teaches comparative literature at UTSA in San Antonio, and he's a very engaged voter. He can rattle off voting stats like he's a government computer and cite anecdotes about, you know, that time at the Constitutional Convention when
someone came up to Benjamin Franklin and said to him, "Dr. Franklin, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic?" And Franklin is supposed to have said, "A republic, if you can keep it."
He's clearly invested in democracy, but he worries about where it's headed.
Representative democracy requires active engagement of its citizens. If that does not occur, then it disintegrates into an oligarchy or a plutocracy or a monarchy. And I don't think that that is what we really want.
So then why don't most Texans vote? At a West Texas bar the night of the last presidential debate, artist John Bernard's shooting a game of pool and not paying attention to the TV. That's because he's not voting this year for the first time.
I have voted for everybody. I even voted for George Bush. I voted for Bill Clinton. I voted for right, left, whatever. But this time I am very, very upset because there is no choice.
Bernard's a Houstonian, originally from Switzerland. He says lots of people vote there, and he does care about voting.
This is the most important things that we can do, that we have in this country. We have to go vote and express ourselves.
But this year, he's just too disgusted with both Clinton and Trump. And he says, in Texas, a red state that's probably going to go for Trump, he doesn't think his vote matters anyways.
If I was in another state, maybe I would look at it differently. But right now, I want to make a stand.
Rice University professor and political science fellow Mark Jones says there's actually something to that.
The outcome is preordained in most cases. In most counties, in most legislative districts, we know who's going to win in November. And that's one less incentive for people to turn out to vote.
Now, it's tempting to stop there, to say, well, I guess Texans just don't care or just feel let down by the system. But there's more to it than psychology. Research shows there are a lot of Texans who are less likely to vote just based on their life circumstances and who they are. Texas has more younger, poorer, less well-educated, and Latino people than most other states. And then there are the legal obstacles, like the voter ID law, that sometimes come into play.
All of those factors combine to make a sociodemographic or socioeconomic context in which voting is almost predestined to be low.
Jones says those external factors, as you might call them, combine with those internal feelings of disillusionment to keep Texas voter turnout steadily low. But what about Stephen Kelman's broader question? What does this all mean for the future of democracy? Are we really heading toward a future where just a few Texans make decisions for the entire state? Professor Jones says, not quite.
Turnout has been dropping, but it's leveled off over the past 20 years and did actually experience a small spike with President Obama's election in 2008. So I'd say more than anything else, we're in a holding pattern with a suboptimal level of turnout.
So while turnout is likely to stay relatively low, individual campaigns and candidates can have some effect. This year's election is looking to be an interesting case study. You might think people would be less likely to cast a ballot since Clinton and Trump are the least liked candidates in modern political history. But the Pew Research Center recently found that overall interest in this election is higher than it's been since the early 90s, and Texas has a record number of registered voters this year. In Marfa, I'm Travis Bubenick.